I don't know. Singing is a little easier than preaching. I can read the words if I got a book. Told Brother Terry last Sunday, I said, Brother Terry, I thank you for helping me. And he didn't know he's helped me. They messed that song up in that book, and I didn't remember all them words. And I started that course off, and I had no idea where I was going with that. You know how Brother Terry gets along? He'll scotch you a little bit in front. Boy, I sure glad he was scotching a little, because I couldn't remember them words. Bless his heart. The Lord knows all things. And I'm thankful for my brother and my sisters and friends. I'm glad I got brothers that love me and sisters that love me. And I thank you, sisters and brothers, for praying for me. You know, I can feel your prayers. I can feel your love. I know that without God we can do nothing. But you know something? God loves his children. And he loves the creation of his hands and the workmanship that he's created and made here. And you know, all things was made for man. He created man, and the rest of this was made for him. People think this was made for that, and they call and talk about the Sabbath, but the Sabbath wasn't, man wasn't made for the Sabbath. Sabbath made for man. He knowed we needed a little time to rest, Brother Fred. I get tired. I need to sit down and rest a little bit sometime. And sometime I get worried on my journey, and I thank God I need a little rest. But here, friend, today I'm looking for a rest. For Paul said in his writing, therefore remains a rest for the children of God. There's a rest remains for us. It's eternal rest. Here we just have a few seasons of peace. And I used to sing the song the brethren did, a few seasons of peace I employ. But they are succeeded by pain. We're living in a world of troubles and trials and tribulations. But Jesus said in me, you may have peace. Now, I don't know where I'm going, brother. I'm just moving along. Don't know. God knows I don't know. But God knows I love him this morning. And I want to follow him wherever he goes down. As I travel here, I hear his words so oft times saying, I put my sheep before me, and I go before them, and they I hear my voice and the voice of strangers, and they will not follow, for they know not the voice of strangers. And I've thought as I went through life, Brother Greg, I've heard a lot of sounds in this world. But I've never heard a sound like the voice of Jesus, brother. And that voice speaks in eternity and is filled with his voice. No place will you go where the sound of that voice is not, brethren. They say there's places and no man has ever went and preached the gospel, brethren. But I hear my Lord saying, verily the sound went out into the ends of the world and to the all the earth, brethren. Listen this morning. What kind of a sound reached out and touched the hearts of men, whether they was green, whether they was Gentile, whether they was of the Jewish tribes, brethren. Yesterday, brethren, there's this voice that spoke, brethren, under the hearts of men. Even the Bible said in his writing, Satan. The Jews which had the law was judged according to the law, brethren. But the Gentile, which was not of the Jew, we was alienated and classed as dogs, brethren, and strangers from the commonwealth of Israel. Brethren, today, yet God never left us out, did he? What did he do unto those was down there in the wilderness, brethren, the Gentile people there that didn't have the law of Moses, yet, brethren, God's voice reached down unto them. Paul said they became a law unto themselves, their conscience excusing them or accusing them, and there, therefore the law of conscience, brethren, was in them. Yesterday in the old Bible it said, is there not a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty? Brother John, that was back under the law too. That's where it's written at, brethren. I know we got it still today, and whether man will hear the voice of a common man or not, there's a voice that's going to reach him, brethren. Lo, he said, the winter's over, and the time of the singing of birds to come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land, brethren. What's it a crying today? Come ye, all that are labored and are heavy laden, take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden's light, and ye shall find rest on your soul. Soul is moving along, brethren, traveling down the roads of life. God's the heart searcher, he's the rain trier of the children of man, searching out yea, the deep things, even the hidden things of the heart, and bringing the light, the things that are in darkness, and bringing them as though they was in light, brethren. What a God I have this morning. What a merciful God is he the day that he let a mortal man dwell upon the earth, brethren, yesterday, and give unto him the right unto that tree of light, of life, that Brother Greg preached you how he come into this world, had made a way for you and I, and how he come to deliver you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Bless the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rises in your heart. Listen today, there's two men in the ring. Yesterday, friend, there's an inward man, and there's an outward man, Brother Jesse. Yesterday, we as mortal people can only look upon the outward part of this man, and we see the works of him, and we know in our hearts, brethren, we feel, we know whether he's a Christian or not by his very works that he has. So the day, and Jesus said, you can only look on the outside. But my spirit, it searches out the deep things of the heart, and he knows the hearts of man. And when this man and this spirit begin to shine in your heart, hidden to bring the light, your sin that you have, friend, today, and it'll make you to understand when sin revived, and you will die, as Paul said, brother, in the day and you'll die dead in trespassing and sin. Why? Because the sin, brother, is already there. We're conceived in sin. We're wrought in iniquity. And the sin of Adam is upon all men, amen, brother, that is born into this world. And I've seen children that had not the law do things, brother, they would have sent you to hell for yesterday. But because the law wasn't imputed unto him, he was still, if he died, would have went to heaven this morning, brother. So just moving along now. When you come to the time that the Spirit let you understand that you're a sinner in His sight, and you die dead and trespassing in that sin, brother, therefore God begins a work in your life, and He begins the call. He begins the call into your heart. Won't you come to me? I've got my arms out here. I've got a place for you to hide in. I've got a rock for you to lean on. I am the God of heaven, and beside me there is none other. Won't you come and see a man? They will tell you all things that you've ever done in your life, and he'll show you the way, and he'll show you the strain and the narrow path that you need to walk in. The rider rode and said, multitudes in the valley of decision. You're down here in this world now in sin, and you're in a multitude of decisions, friend, and there's the valley of sin that you're living in. But here's the good thing about it. Though you in darkness and though you can't see afar off, there's a searchlight searching you out, and it's not only searching you out, friend, it's a calling unto you. Calling come, I've got life to give unto you. I'll make a new man out of you. I'll born your soul again, and you'll be a new man, created in Christ Jesus, brethren. That new man today, friend, when God comes in, yesterday, and you invite, and you're going to have to invite Him in. Some say, well, how am I going to know how to get Him into my life? The Spirit's going to teach you. The Spirit's going to guide you. The Spirit's going to lead you into the path of righteousness. He said, and straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. And few there be is going to find it, Brother Woodrow. You're talking about a minority, brother. A few there be's gonna find it. And he said, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads down to destruction. And he said, many are going in there out. Many's are going down. Worlds without end, friend. They're not taking heed unto that light. They're turning away from the light. They're following down the dark road that Satan has for you. He's got a many a pretty picture painting. He's showing you the things of this world yesterday, and he even took Jesus upon a high pinnacle and tempted Him, brother. He said unto our Lord, if thou be the Christ, he said, call these stones to be turned into bread. Why did he say that, brother? He'd been without food for 40 days and 40 nights, brother, upon that mountain, down in the wilderness, rather, yesterday, brother. And he took him up unto that high pinnacle, and he said, cast thyself down, for it is written, he said, the angels, God has given him charge. Least thou dash thy foot against the stone, they will bear you up on them. Lovely wings, oh, brethren. And then he looked out over the world and said, yes, all the kingdoms of this world I have, they are given unto me, the give to whomsoever I will. And if you'll fall down and worship me, I'll give them unto you. I wonder who gave them to him, brother. And listen, he was talking to the Son of God, who left the portals of heaven, who had all wisdom and knowledge and understanding, but he took upon him that form of the servant, that he might be tempted in all manner as you and I, that he might suffer all things as you and I might be tempted in. And he said, brethren, in his word, that no temptation has taken man, but that such is common unto man. Therefore, brethren, we have all things common. No man can say, I've been tempted greater than you. No, my friend. Jesus said, with the temptation, I'll make a way of your escape. What is that way? I'll make a way for your escape. I'm going to tell you today, friend, Jesus said, I'm the way, I am the truth, I am the life, and by me, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved and go in and out and find pasture. I'll be his reward, brethren. I'll be his God. I'll be his rock in the worried land. That when the storms come, he'll shelter you over. When temptation rolls around, brethren, today he'll be able to succor them that believes in him. So brethren, how are you going to believe in him whom you've not seen? And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent, brethren? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel and bring glad tidings of great joy, brethren. Ain't it great joy today just to feel the Lord in your life, to know that you know, brethren. Some say, well, I don't know. Brethren, the Spirit will bear witness with your spirit, and that you are the children of God. But if you don't know him today, take heed as unto that light that shines in a dark place, until that day dawn rises in your heart and brings life, brethren, and brings peace, and brings hope, and brings joy. He's all in all, brethren. No wonder, Brother Lon, we could sing that song. He is my all in all. He is my everlasting abider. He's always there for me. I love him this morning, and I want to follow him down this life. Oh, brethren, and though the inward man has been born again, we have another man in this frame, that is the man of flesh, where sin's condemned in. He's condemned in the flesh, brethren, and he's an unclean man because of sin, the sin of Adam. He must die, brethren. But he's got a promise, brethren, and then one day the Lord is going to come again, brethren, today, and that old man that's sown down into the grave, a corruptible body, he said it's going to be raised an incorruptible. He said it's sown in weakness, brethren. He said, but I'll raise it in power. It's sown a natural body, but I'll raise it a spiritual body. No wonder the old writer said, hide me away in the grave, Lord, until thy wrath be past, and then remember me, Lord, and call my name, and I will answer thee. Friend, don't you want to be in that number that Jesus is going to call their name, and they're going to answer him? Some, he said, would raise unto the everlasting life, and some would raise unto everlasting condemnation. Brother, today, what a sad time it's going to be, brother, and I see in that day, brother, and the writer of old in the book of Revelation said that the great men of the earth and the strong men and the kings, brother, and they all going to cry for the wrong and the mountain to hide them from the face of him and whom the heaven and the earth shall flee away, brother, and who and where are you going to be in that morning, friend? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Are you going to be in the number that the dead in Christ is going to rise first? I believe in the resurrection, brother. For if I didn't believe in a nano resurrection of this body, brother, my preaching would be in vain, and I'd be found false witnesses. No, but I believe, brother, if this spirit be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, it'll quicken your mortal body by that spirit that dwells in you. Brethren, it's not only going to quicken your mortal body. He's going to give you a body like none unto his most glorious body. Then he said every seed would get its own body. Also today, friend, how many seeds are there in this world, brother? There's only two seeds. The seed of the bond woman and the seed of the free woman, brother. And they all going to get a body, brother, in that day. Whether you be just or unjust, you're going to get a body, brother, that pleases him. The wicked's going to get a body, brother, that can never die. No, I read of them too, brother. I read of the righteous how they are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall they ever be with the Lord. They're going to sing that new song that's never been sung on this side of the grave. Oh, but brethren, here's another people, brethren, is going to be crying. Oh, Lord, hide us from the rock. Rocks, hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne. But there's going to be no hiding place in that morning, brother. He said every man would have to say amen unto his own condemnation. You're going to have to say in the morning, I'm guilty, God. That's my just reward to go down to the world of the law. I remember, brother, preaching in my dream before God had ever got me out here in this pulpit, brother John. And I looked out over the audience that night, and I cried unto them, you have one day to repent in. Yesterday, friend, I'm still praying. I'm still preaching that same prayer, brother. You got one day to repent in. The day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice and harden not your heart as they did in the provocation. Some say, well, what happened to them that hardened their heart and didn't believe in the laws of Moses? Brethren, they were judged according to the law, and their righteousness, brethren, was counted as filthy rags if they didn't continue on in all things that the law had taught them to do. Brethren, I think that's where a lot of people make some mistake. Brethren, in the book of Matthew, it says, he that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. He was talking to those Jews, brethren. He that endureth unto the end of the law, they would be saved, brethren. But if they turn before the end of under the law. All their righteousness was counting for nothing. Brother, today I'm glad God has fixed a better way. I'm glad He fixed a new and a living way. Where I am dwelling the righteous. I'm glad He fixed the solitude plain, a place of quietness, a place where we can gather in, brother, and love abounds beyond measure. Where the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly loves, brother, we should live soberly and righteously right here in this present world. What are you looking for? Ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What is faith today, brother? Brother Greg, I done preached it to you. Faith is the substance. What is substance, brother? Is it not something there that you can get a hold of? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Oh, brethren, when I was in the world, and when God called me unto His marvelous kingdom, brother, I had faith, brother, to believe. I had faith in that substance, brother, which was Jesus Christ, my brother, that if I called upon His name with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, if I put to action what I believe, brother, that He'd save my soul, brother, and He'd give me a new home, brother, that I didn't have. I had a place of darkness. I was like the man that dwelled among the tomb. Oh, brethren, and in the night time He dwelled among the tomb, and there was none there to comfort Him. Brethren, until a man called Jesus came by, and when Jesus came by under the wild gathering, brethren, they the devil began to speak. Then they, brethren, they knew who He was. They testified of Him a different time, brother Greg, and said, we know who Thou art, Thou Jesus, Thou Son of God. We know who Thou art. Have You come to torment us before our time? They got a time, brother, said. God's got a time, said. Some say, well, only reason Jesus is not coming back because of the prayers of the righteous. And I'm going to disagree with you, brother. Oh, the writer's saying, God's got a time, saying, wherein He'll judge this world in righteousness by that man whom He appointed heir over all things, by whom also He made the world. That man that was made in the expressed image of His person, that He upholded all things by the word of His power. When He had by Himself purged out sin, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high, all power, authority, and angel, Brother Woodrow, been made subject unto Him. So today, brethren, when the morning comes and the Lord is going Himself is going to descend from heaven. Now, brother, I hear Him preach that Gabriel is going to blow a trumpet. I've never read that, Brother Fred. I'm sure the angels are going to be a singing. I'm sure they're going to be a playing. If they got a trumpet, they'll probably be a blowing. But the Bible don't say that, brother. It says the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and them which remains and alive shall not prevent them from coming forth. But we also too shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, brethren. What is a twinkling of an eye? They tell me, brethren, it's 150th of a second. I don't know about that,
but I know it's quick, my brother, because the Lord said, a quick work will the Lord do when he returns again. He's come up the second time without sin unto salvation, brother. He's not come unto be spit upon. He's not coming to be nailed with them spikes to that tree. He's not coming, brother, to have the Roman soldier the pierce his side. No, he's not coming, brother, to walk upon the sandy shores of Galilee, brother, to raise them that are filled with sin, because the mercy door is going to be closed when the Lord descends from heaven, brother. Who's going to be able to stand in the day of his coming? I'll tell you, friend, today, if you've not been down to the banquet hall, if the banner over you've not been loved, you're not going to be able to stand the day of his coming. I'm glad, brother, those have been made white and washed white in his blood, brother. They the ones that's going to be singing that new song that no man can sing. Brother, save the 144,000 that was redeemed from the earth, brother, and I, brethren, and they cried, how long, O Lord, how long will thou not avenge our blood upon them that dwell upon the earth? And a white robe was given unto them. Brethren, what kind of a robe have you got on today? Some say, I don't got no robe on. Oh, Brent, I hate to tell you this, you've not been born again. The robe of righteousness is given unto everyone that been down to that banquet hall, and the blood's been applied, brother. He gives you a robe of righteousness, brother. It's fine linen today. It's the linen of the saints, brother. We got a robe on today, and we're all dressed up, brother, and white. And the lion, the lamb, the lamb's wife has made herself ready. She's ready to go, brother. And when he returns, he's coming after the lamb, the bride, the lamb's wife. She's made herself ready by being washed white in the blood of the lamb. And brethren, today, and when we go home, there not going to be no more troubles over there. There not going to be no more sadness. I won't have to hear about my brethren laying in the hospital. I thought about Brother Ivan about 2 months ago was here. And we preached together, and maybe it will be the last time that I'll ever get to preach with him here. But brethren, I declare today, it might be the last time that I ever preach with him, but it won't be the last time that I'll sing the song, brethren, for I believe the children of God is going to sing in that morning. Some says, I can't sing here. I'm a little tone deaf, my wife says. But nevertheless, brother, and I, we're going to be tuned up in that morning. When he gives that new body, he's going to give you a voice to sing with, and you'll be able to praise him up and down the streets of glory, brother, and where the sun will never shine, where the moon will never give her light no more, brother, and why? Because the Lamb of God and God himself shall be the light of that city, and we will walk in his light for eternity, brother. Won't it be grand when we get over there, friend? Won't it be good when we won't have no more aches and pain? Won't have to be called in the midnight hour. Come quick, my sissy is sing. Come quick, my brother is sing. Come quick, get on your knees. Someone needs our prayer, brother and brethren, today. Over there, there'll not be no praying. Over there, there'll be not no more preaching over there, brother. Oh, brethren, we'll just praise God throughout the eternal way. Are we going to eat over there? Boys, I read of angel food over there. They're talking about, and you know, and the little sister told me, the other day in the hospital, she said, the Lord And the Lord showed her so many wonderful things. And she said unto me, she said, I saw the preachers a-preaching. And the Lord said, they think they're getting blessed down here. And he said, but that ain't nothing compared to what I've got for them. Brethren, sometime I think, Lord, I sure couldn't live in this body if I got any more. And what I get here on this side of the grave, that's the reason we got to get a new body, Brother Woodrow. We got to be changed. We got to take on a chain and be like the Lord himself in that day. And then all things, all former things is going to be done away with. Some say, well, I remember ever being down here. Now, brethren, I'm going to preach something here today that I can't prove exactly by the Word of God. This is how Brother Junior feels about it. I believe, brethren, when I get over in glory land, I'm going to know everybody. Because the Spirit is going to let me know and going to teach me who you are. And also, brethren, I'm going to remember why I'm there. I'm going to remember that I was a sinner man in yonder's world. I'm going to remember that I was lost, running undone. And because the Lamb of God gave you life on the tree, I'm here singing this song today. The former thing will be moved away, brethren. The world of trouble and sorrow, my family that I once knew, brethren, they are going to be wiped from my mind. Ain't going to be no sorrow there. Ain't going to be no crying there. I'm not going to be worried about someone, brethren. No, everybody I see is going to be the one that's been redeemed and been made white in the blood. They're the children of God, and they shall sing his praise throughout eternal ages, brethren. But unto those that go down here, brother, just a few more words, and I'll not worry anymore. Listen today, the wicked, when he rises in that morning, he's going to get a body, and he'll be cast into the burning lake of fire, where he said the smoke of their torment will ascend them forever and forever, where the beast and the false prophets are. Listen, friend, you think about the most wickedest man that you know, except you repent, you're going down there where he's at. For if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? They're all going to appear in the second death, which is the lake of fire. The blessed and holy is the man that had part in the first resurrection. On such the second down is going to have no power. I'm glad, Brother Fred, that I don't have to worry about missing heaven, brother. I've got a promise by my Father. He said, I promise you, son, I'm going to never leave you. I promise you, son, I'm going to hold you in my hand. I promise you, son, I've got your name wrote down. I promise you, son, I'm going to come again for you. I am, there you may be also. I promise you that. And I hold on to his promises, brother. And I love him this morning, Sister Louise. I don't know how I ever got along without him alive. I don't know how people lives without my Lord. It's the best life I've ever known, brother. It's the only one I want to know. Brother, today, and when troubles come, I've got someone to lean upon. I've got a father, brother, that loves me and said, I promise you, if you'll come to me in faith, believing, I will hear you, and I will perform the work according to his will, brother. I know it's not God's will for everyone to get better and live, but I've seen miracles, brother. I've seen wonderful works, Doc, here on this side of the grave. And some goes on and goes to sling. You know, it said that there was a sickness unto them. He said, and I say that ye shall not pray for that sickness. I declare, brethren, today some people's going to die. We all are going to die somewhere, somehow. I don't know how it's going to be with me. But one thing I know, brethren, he promised me I'll be there in the sixth trouble. When you're down at the river's head, I'll let no evil come upon you. But I'll bear you on the eagle's wing. I'll carry you over Jordan. I'll let no evil come upon you. I'll bear you over into the Canaan's land, which is a type of heaven, brother. Canaan's land was for the children of Israel, but it was a type of heaven. And that's all it was a type of heaven. Canaan's land was a land that flowed with milk and honey that the children of Israel was promised. And they brung fruits of that city back, Caleb and Joshua did. Clusters of grapes you had to hang on a pole. Now, it was a wonderful place, but there was giants in that land. It wasn't the land where there wasn't no trouble, brethren. But it was a land that God gave the children of Israel when they went over there. The walls of Jericho was great and high, but when they obeyed the voice of God, the walls come tumbling down. And no man could stand before them as long as they did what Christ bid them to do. Long as they was obedient unto the command. But as soon as they was disobedient, as Achan was, and hid the golden wedge, and put it in his tent, and the change of garments, the war, the battles went against them. As soon as they got that sin out of the camps of Israel, there was no man could stand before him. If you want to fight the battle, you better go out in the name of the Lord, as David did, in the name of the Lord. You want to fight that battle and win? Go out in the name of Jesus, because there's never been another name given under heaven whereby man could be saved. And there's not a greater name than the name of Jesus. Devils have to flee. Wicked men has to stand aside when the name of Jesus is spoken. For no greater name has they ever been. He said at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. But in that day, the great men, the kings, all other people, he said in that day they shall bow and they shall confess unto God, unto the glory of Jesus. Now, brethren, in that day, man's going to confess. But you know what? It's going to be too late for them. It's going to be too late. Because when you see when Jesus leaves the throne of glory, the mercy doors is going to be closed. The mercy doors is going to be closed. If you ain't made it in, when the mercy doors is closed, there ain't going to be no advocate for you. You ain't going to have no mediator there. So therefore, all the crying you do and all the screaming you do is going to be on deaf ears, people. And you're going to have to say amen to your own condemnation. Please, while you have life, and I hear brethren stop at that, but while you have the Spirit of striving with you, if He don't call you and pull you and draw you, you can't repent, friend. You can only work while it's day. He said there's a danger that the Spirit will be drawn away from you. And then you'll be turned over to the hardness of a heart. You'll believe a lie and be damned. You'll never have another mind to pray. And I've seen people, they'll start out in their young age. The Lord will work hard with them. They'll sort of turn him away and go back to the world. Sometime it's a long time before you ever see them make any effort. Sometime they never do. I don't know, brethren. Only thing I can tell you is, friend, when the Spirit works with you, don't turn him away. Just press hard with everything in you to get in touch with this man called Jesus. For when He comes in, He'll make a new creature out of you. And you'll be born again. And they that are born again do not do the things that they once done. We judge the outside. Just one more word and we'll come to a close. We judge the outside, but Jesus judges the inside. And He knows your hearts and He knows your thoughts afar off. You can't hide nothing from Him. You might think you're hiding, but God is the heart searcher and a rain trier. He knows all things. This God that I preach about today, brethren, He is all seeing. He's all knowing. Some says, I know the mind of God. You don't know the mind of God. Your little puny mind would explode if you had anything, much of anything, what God had. Because our minds,
We are earthly people. God, His ways is far above our ways, Brother Greg, as the heavens is the earth, and His thoughts above our thoughts. Who can know the mind of God? Who's ever been His counselor, declaring the beginning and to the end? The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. No man, no man on this earth, brethren. We're just men. So let us follow God. Let us call upon Him and follow Him. And that voice that was speaking unto you will lead you on the fountains of living water, where you can live forever and forever in peace and harmony in the kingdom of our God. And that kingdom is within you. Take heed, brethren, lest ye turn Him away and be cast into outer darkness, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's my message.